Welcome to the Content Rocks Podcast, the show about all things content.ai, .NET, and Azure for people who want to learn more about headless technology. And now, here's your host, Brian McKeever.
Hey, everyone. Thanks again for joining the Content Rocks Podcast. As the intro says, this is your host, Brian McKeever, and I'm very excited today to be joined once again by Kajoo.ai founder Nabil Orfali as part two of our kind of deep dive into what Kajoo.ai offers. The goal for today's episode is to get right into kind of a live demo of the tool and how it works. And then we're also going to share some exciting news about some things that Nabil has to share with us today. But I just want to give everyone a quick heads up. This is part two of the overall conversation with Nabil. If you haven't listened to part one, stop right now and go listen to it and then come back. Okay. Because we talked about, you know, a little bit of the history, the why. We talked about some of the theory, how it impacts marketers, how it impacts developers, how it changes maybe your workflow in a composable world. So again, go watch or listen to episode part one for Kajoo.ai on Content Rocks, and then come back to this. And I'm very excited. So first of all, Nabil, thanks once again for joining me. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me, Brian, again on this show. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Yeah, I am too. You know, you and I have talked over email just a little bit about kind of the prep for this, and I know there's some things we want to show. So really, this episode is you're the star of the show, my friend. I'm going to toss it to you. We're going to talk about what you have to show today. We're going to get into it, maybe even see how it connects a little bit up with content AI. And, you know, not too much intro, but, you know, I think, as we said, there is maybe one or so slides that you want to start off with just as a reminder and kind of a bridge between episode one and episode two here. So if you want to, go ahead and throw up your screen. We'll add it to the feed, and then we'll get going.
Absolutely. All right. So just as you guys watch the part one, so Kajoo is AI-powered visual experience builder, and it's built for the composable and headless world, and it can convert designs from multiple formats into the Jamstack and the composable world integrated with multiple composable DXPs and headless systems. And today I'm thrilled to have an announcement about our deep partnership with Content AI. And we are now integrating to be able to build digital experiences visually and present content from Content AI and empower the MarTech and developers to visually build and quickly build experiences and bind it and integrate it with the content models from the through headless CMS Content AI, and then deploy it to the web spotlight of Content AI to be managed and published to the world by authors and content authors. So I'm happy to make that announcement today. We're so excited about joining forces to bring the visual editing to the true headless CMS to have a complete end-to-end story for the whole digital team.
I really like the way that sounds, and congratulations on partnering up with them.
Thank you, Brian. And without further ado, I'm going to just share the browser and give you see it in action.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so we start by building.
You know what? I don't see it yet. So you got to, I think, click the share button one more time.
Oh, okay. So I think I shared the window on a screen. Okay.
Technology, I tell you, it's always the hardest part about what we do. There it is. Okay, there it is. I got it. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. So here, you have a project. A project is a set of components and pages that you're building visually. And then there is a design system associated with it, as I showed in the diagram a minute ago. We start by building a new design system for any website or components we're building. So I'm going to go ahead and build a new design system. And the design system here, as you can see, it has tokens, color tokens, breakpoints for the website, sizes, borders, fonts, different variants of elements, all the atomic elements of the web development, it's available here. And you can definitely go ahead and build color tokens and build it manually or import it from Figma. But I'm excited to say, I'm excited to show today how a new feature we're rolling out, how AI can build, you know, this design system for you quickly. So I'm going to build biolage.ca website. That's a L'Oreal brand. So this is a website implemented on some CMS, and I will import it into Kajoo and build it on the Kajoo universal language, and then I can generate code and integrate it with Content AI. But first, I need to build the theme, the design system for it. So I'm going to launch this and say, build a design system for biolage.ca. Biolage is a L'Oreal brand, and I'll get AI to do its magic.
Okay, so you're using a little generative AI here to help you out, it seems.
Yeah. So what we've done is we recently, so, you know, as I told you last time, 5 years ago, we built our own machine learning model to convert a hand-drawn sketch into code. But recently, we trained a few models, LLM models, to be able to work with our Kajoo universal language and generate things for Kajoo in a standard way. And then you have full editing, and then you can generate code. So
very cool.
You can see here, it created a design system. Those are the color palettes for the brands, the fonts, the tokens, and some elements and buttons.
Yeah.
If I like that, I'm going to import it. So now I have something to start with. Of course, you can always augment it from Figma or manually, and you know, enrich your design system. But now I have my design system. I can go ahead and create a project. So I'll call it here Biolage page. And then I will search for Biolage theme. So this is the one. So every project is linked to a design system. So for design governance and consistency. So now I have here my project. It has a blank page and a blank component. You can see it's linked with the design system. There's global style sheets. There's the color palettes, the tokens, fonts, and then I have some elements here that, you know, we just created. And what I can do here, so as I said, Kajoo can convert different formats into the Kajoo universal language. And here are all the different formats. So you can convert a hand-drawn sketch. Mm-hmm. You can import from Figma. Or you can convert a site to Jamstack. So this is a migration story. You can convert from different sources. If it's a public link, for example, here, we're going to be converting this right now. Or you can generate a new design from scratch based on your design system with Gen AI. And I'll leave that to the last because it's a very exciting feature. But now I will convert this website here. I'll choose public link. And I will have a preview of it. So I can, you know, get rid of this. I have my page here. I can choose to convert the whole page or just maybe pick a section of it.
Oh, nice.
So I'll convert the whole page. Now Kajoo is analyzing that the front end code for that, and you know, it figured out there is this list of breakpoints for different screen sizes, and it gives me the CSS occurrences of every one of the sizes, the screen sizes, because I can make a decision right now which one is more important to clean up and consolidate. So, for example, I can see here there's 3 occurrences here, and I can map this to the breakpoints in my design system. So maybe 480. And this is not important, so I'm going to ignore it, or maybe I'll add it to the 480 so I can consolidate. And then maybe I'll pick 600, I'll map it to this, and yeah, that's good enough. And now I can convert. So now it's going and analyzing all the markup, all the accessibility attributes, reference styles, breakpoints, markup, and then it's converting all of that into the Cajoo universal language. What that does really, or what's the use of that, is once any design is converted to the Cajoo universal language, it's opened in the canvas for editing, full control, full editing of layout, styling, binding with data, making it responsive, even a check for accessibility. We have a built-in accessibility checker here I can show in a minute. All of that is focused on really empowering the user to build enterprise level code for digital experiences very fast. That's our focus, front end, and what the marketers really care about.
Okay. And it's doing that by reaching out to that public URL and kind of downloading the assets just like a browser would, right? There's nothing that's specially installed on the Biogen site that it behind the scenes is calling. It's literally like kind of almost in the old world scraping that information, right?
Exactly. It's analyzing. Yeah, it's reaching out to that public link, and it's analyzing and you know, grabbing all the styles, all the front end code, and converting it to the universal language.
So very low to zero setup to get that process to work, because you can just point it at a link.
Exactly. For the use case of a public website, and you don't know where this is implemented. Other use cases where you have an implementation and a DXP, you can install the Cajoo plugin, and then we can do the same thing and convert the front-end code, but we can also map it to the content models that are implemented on that legacy CMS. Yeah. And then we'll convert all of that into, you know, the breakdown of the components, it's a more comprehensive because we have a connection to the DXP.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So both options are really available. You know,
both options.
It's all in a plugin behind the scenes, well-known DXPs or public URLs. That's really flexible. I like that.
Yeah. Thank you. So it takes a little bit of time, of course. While this is running, I think it's going to take another minute or so.
Yeah, it's totally fine.
What's going to happen after? We're going to import this conversion into the project, and then I can show how I can click on every section and break it down into components, reusable components, and then bind those components visually with data source on content.ai. And also how I can also build the content model in Cajoo and bind it to the elements and then create those content models in content.
Okay. Very excited to see that. One question though, while we're waiting for a second. So previously we defined the design system that had a couple colors, and thinking of those colors, when then you're matching that to that public URL, I'm kind of just thinking out loud, and you know, correct me if I'm not even close, but so if it finds the color on a response from a CSS request or HTML or whatever, it is smart enough to like tie it to that color variable that's in your design system?
It's an amazing question. This feature is being implemented right now in the roadmap. So what's going to happen is while we're importing a site like this, that would be like one input to the design system. So similarly, how we presented the breakpoints, we'll present all the design tokens, the colors, and the sizes, and then we give the user the ability to either import some of them or all of them. Or match, say like this is matching with this token, and I want it to be using the same name.
Got it. Okay.
And this way, it will be, you know, linked directly to the tokens in the design system.
Nice.
Okay, so this is done. I'm gonna go next. I'll import this page. As you can see, it's fully imported. I have my sections here, so I will. Let me delete this pop-up. Not delete it, actually. I'm going to right-click. I can do it here. Call it cookies. And
the ever-popular cookie banner.
I know. So
it wouldn't be a website in 2024 if we didn't have a cookie banner.
Absolutely. It's very important. So now what I did is I create a component out of it, and I can delete that from that page so I can work with the other sections. So I have here multiple sections. I can see I have header. I can right click and make a component. And I have here the div for the main site. And every section here, I can click and give it a name. So this is a hero. Right click, make component. That's other section. It's like a content block. And make a component. So I can continue doing this and, break down my page into components, reusable components. So now I have this content block or maybe this hero banner. So now I need to make this dynamic. So it presents this content from Content AI. What I can do here, I can do one of two things. First of all, I make it bound component, which means it's going to be presenting the content from the CMS dynamically. But I have two kind of like development workflows here. One is I want Kajoo to create a new content model for me in Content AI based on the visual elements. So I have here two titles, mm-hmm. And then text. So I can build content type here and say I need two text. Maybe one of them is rich text. And I can come here and bind with it. So I can make it, this field, it's static right now. I can make it dynamic. And I can say, okay, bind it with this text. And then similarly, or actually this one, I think it should be merged with this. So I'm just going to get rid of it. And this is a rich text. Bind it with the rich text. And I have my rich text here. So this is a very simple component. It doesn't have much, but I now bound these two simple elements with the content types. And now if I publish or deploy or generate code, we'll generate the code for the front end in Next.js or React, but also it will generate a manifest file and make calls to content to in the management APIs to create those content models.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the code would be automatically bound with the content models that to be created. So that's one way of doing it. Another way is existing content model. So you already have your content model and you have the contents and everything, and you want to just present it differently in the front end here. So you can come here and make a connection to Content AI. I have a sandbox here. So maybe I'll do.
So you're choosing your project in an environment, and then you can choose the type that exists already.
Exactly. So this is a connection that I did in the integration section here.
Sure.
And then I have a list here for these connections. And then I can have a list of all the content types here I can choose from. So let's say it's an article. I need to pick a content entry as a sample to present while I'm building. So I'll choose something. And now what you can do here is similarly, you can bind with the response. So this is the delivery APIs. It's giving me the JSON response from that article content model. So I can here say, okay, so what I want here, I want the content of it. So maybe name, content type, value. I want the value. So mm-hmm. I'll bind it with the value. Ooh, that's a lot of text.
That's a big value, yeah.
That's a big value. But you get the idea. Maybe it's suitable for here, actually, because this is... Oh, I undo it. So,
yeah.
But I can bind it with something else, of course, a bit smaller.
Yeah, like a title or a name or something. Yeah.
So that's really the idea. And then once you're ready here to deploy, as a visual developer, you can generate code in React.js, and then open it up in Code Sandbox. We create a live web container for to see the code and preview it.
Nice.
And let me see here. Yeah, I have Biolage as a homepage. So You can see here, this is the header component, this is the hero, and that's trying to run this page in a web container.
Yep. It'll take a second for the container to spin up, all that good stuff.
So every component, yeah. So every component has two files, the file for React, which has the markup, and then it has the CSS modules with all the classes that describes the styling. You can see this is the page rendered on the newly generated code. So remember, we transformed the code from the existing implementation to the Cajun Universal Language. We did our changes, we bind it with Content AI, and now we generate code from scratch on React. You can generate it for any framework, Next.js, Angular, Vue, but it's all integrated with that new CMS that you know we wanted to launch on. So, yeah. And also another. Oh, go ahead.
No, just congratulations. That's a pretty amazing set of technology you have there.
Thank you. Another thing here is the design system will be converted into a global style sheet here in the code, which is really achieving the goal of bringing designers and developers closer together and removing that friction. You know, designers usually go and build a very comprehensive design system, and then they hope that others would adhere to it 100%, and that friction. So in this way, we are removing that friction, and you have actionable design system while you're building. So yeah. This is the use case of importing from an existing, and now I can also import from Figma. So I have a new design, for example, in Figma, and I wanted to add a new component that the designer built for me. So for example, I can, we have a Figma plugin for Cajun. So you launch that and you select the component you wanted to convert. You convert layers to layout to work properly. And I come here, import component from Figma, draw or maybe banner. And now it's gonna convert it. So you can see it's converted, and I have my layers here and my button. And now this design is converted again to the Cajun Universal Language with full control. So you can see here, for example, I have this button or call to action converted to a container and a text, but I really want it to be a link. But I want to convert this and preserve all the styling. So I can go here to the settings and convert it to a link. And Cajun is smart enough to merge these two elements and make them a link and preserve all the styles. You can see here the CSS class here is all merged together.
Yep.
From the two elements. So now you can see here, like, this is great. It's a good layout, but the design for it is not aligned with my BioLage style. So now what I can do is I can ask AI here. I can edit with AI and say, change the background color to gradient using dark green and using, let's say, different shades of green to be aligned with biolage.ca brand. So let's see. There you go.
Yeah.
So this is now more aligned with the brand. So I can come here and drag and drop this banner and have it available here in the page. Of course, I can bind it with data, as I did a minute ago with, you know, Content AI model. But, you know, that's the idea.
Yep.
And now, like, this is the Figma. So we converted from a website, we converted from Figma, and now I want AI to come up with a completely new design also based on my design system. So I can here choose quality over speed, and I can choose the mood or the design goal, so gradient again. And I have some prompt templates here. Create hero banner for, I'll say, Biolage, let's see, a brand. And you can describe here what's there. I don't want to come up with the text. Okay. Let's see what's going to create. You can also upload an image of a mockup. And then it will convert it as well to the Kajoo Universal Language. There you go.
Nice.
Wow, that's pretty good. It has the call to actions, and it's responsive, and it's designed based on my brand. So those are color palettes.
Nice.
The sizes and the elements, so it adhered to it. And it, the magic here is that it's completely editable. So, I mean, now you can go to any LLM and say, create a design for me. It will spit out some React code. And, you know, it's useful for developers. But this is really like creating that in the canvas. And you have full power to use the visual editing and building to change anything you want.
Yeah.
And bind it with data as well, and then generate code. This is the different ways of building, and you know, accessibility is definitely always something we all care about, especially on the enterprise level. And we have this very exciting accessibility checker built in. So you can check here for this page that I converted. You can check for accessibility issues, and it will give you the issues on the page, and you can fix them visually as well. So here it says, three moderate issues here related to heading order. For example, I can come here anytime and go to the design tab, accessibility section. I can give it tab order, tab index for the reader to know where to start and where the sequence. But I can also add area attributes. We have all the area attributes here built in, and you can add anyone and then bind the value to the CMS. Make it completely dynamic, and you know, you fix issues, you test again against different standards that you need to be complying with, and this way, like, it's closing the loop end to end.
Yeah. Well, very impressive.
Thank you.
And actually, looking at the time, we're kind of right up at it, so I think we should do this, Nabil. If people who are watching this are excited and they want to maybe get a hold of you, learn more, try this out, what would be the great way for them to do that?
The great way to do that is go to kajoo.ai and kajoo.ai and reach out to us. Basically, we have you know, request a demo or a POC. We'll be happy to really give you a POC or a demo and then onboard you on the platform.
Fantastic.
So that's for definitely, you know, clients. There's also an announcement that I'm happy to announce today. So we have a new partner program, and all the agencies and partners there, if they're interested in joining this program, they will have free access to Kajoo to do POCs and demos to clients. And then they will get enablement and training from our side to help them to close more deals and build the X experiences for clients much faster.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, just might have to hit you up about that. But that's another topic for another episode, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate the demo. I think it's fantastic. I'm really excited that Kajoo and yourself have this new kind of partnership with Content AI. The integration with AI is well done. I really appreciate how you can kind of, I would say, almost go both directions in terms of binding components to content models that exist, as well as starting out the reverse of that with, you know, almost an empty slate and be able to generate the model based off the visual design that you're looking at, especially if you're that kind of low code, no code type of person. So, you know, I'm really excited. I can't thank you enough for being on two episodes of Content Rocks. That puts you in a rare group of people in the world. And who knows, maybe as we talk, because we're both going to be together in January again at an upcoming conference for CMS Connect 2025, I believe. And maybe we'll come up with something else to talk about there.
Absolutely. Yeah, will be more features to talk about. We do a weekly production release on Kajoo. So
very cool. Yeah. Okay, well, once again, everyone, that's been the latest episode of Content Rocks. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you so much.